It's Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In less than 2 months, Milwaukee will host the U.S. Olympic speed skating trials, and some up-and-coming Wisconsin speed skaters see this competition as one of the steps toward one day qualifying for the Winter Games. Top skaters will converge on the Pettit National Ice Center for the long track trials. Several record holders and world champions will be there, as well as some rising high school students in the sport from Madison and Milwaukee. Kieran Collins attends Madison West. He qualified to race in the trials and will be hitting the ice in January. He joins us to talk about his training. Kieran, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right. What was going through your mind when you learned that you could get a run at these Olympic trials?
I would say that all started, it was a very long process, because I first learned about what it took to get to the Olympic trials at the end of last season of skating, or right around the last competition, just talking with other skaters who were talking about getting their qualifying times. And then I just kind of sat on that over the summer. But then going into this season, I decided that it was going to be my goal to get as many times to qualify, because you have to get a different time for every event you want to compete in. And so I decided that would be my goal, to just get as many times as possible.
How is this goal going? How are you doing with it?
There's four different events that I can get it to qualify in, ranging from an all-out sprint to a 7-plus-minute distance race. And so far, I have gotten one of the times, so I'll be competing in the 500-meter event in the Olympic trials. But I have made progress on some of the other ones as well.
And help us understand this rule. You're too young, though, for a shot at going to Italy for the Winter Olympics. Is that right?
Yeah, because I'll be 16. I am 16. But I believe you need to be 18, I think it is, like, to make the actual Olympic team. You can compete. Anyone who gets a time can compete in the Olympic trials, but they do want to keep people at being adults going to the games.
Okay. You're clocking speeds of around 30 miles per hour. Can you try to put into words, what is that like?
It's kind of feels like if you're driving fast, because you've built up to that speed, I feel like I have a lot of control over it. So it doesn't feel insanely fast, but if I 3 years ago were able to feel this speed on ice, I would probably just fall. It's just as a progression, as you get better, you don't notice the speed as much, because it's just doing what you do.
You laced up skates and joined the Madison Speed Skating Club like in the height of the pandemic. What was behind that decision?
It being during the pandemic just happened to be a coincidence about when I was joining, because it was just at that time that I had finished the learn to skate lessons I was taking, because before I had started those, I didn't know how to skate, but I wanted to learn. So then I took lessons for several years. They got delayed by the pandemic, but then after enough things had been lifted, I did the very last level of it. But throughout that, I had learned how much I liked speed and just trying to go as fast as possible on ice. So when I learned that there was a speed skating club in Madison, it was a pretty natural decision to just try it out.
I would love to walk in your shoes. Like, you're balancing being a high school student. You're also training for speed skating and commuting and classwork. What does a day look like for Kieran?
Well, it all starts in the morning. I'm not really a morning person, so I just wake up, roll out of bed as late as possible to just get to school on time. And I have not been late at all this year, so I guess that's working. But then it all depends on the day. If I'm skating that day, that means as soon as school is out, I am, like, as soon as the bell rings, I am practically sprinting to my car just so I can get to Milwaukee as fast as possible to train, because the ice starts at 4 and goes till 7. I can't get there until like 5 o'clock at the earliest, which doesn't leave as much time as I would like. So I'm just getting there as fast as possible so then I can get on the ice. And then I get off. I'll usually take some time there to just do some biking in their gym that they have at the Pettit. And then I will drive home. I get home usually like 8:30, 8:45. And then I'll just hope that I don't have a lot of homework, because if I do, I'm not getting to bed early.
What does your speed skating training look like right now? I mean, you must look at the calendar a lot. You know how many days you have until the Olympic trials. What does training look like?
Right now, it's obviously not a normal year, so training is very different than it was last year. But right now, the goal is just focusing on training that will help me get whatever Olympic trials times I can. Because if I was really trying to go for the Olympics, you might focus on one event to give it, and because that'd be your best chance. But for me, it's more about just being able to be at that competition as much as possible, be skating as much as possible, not just be a spectator. So I've already got the all-out sprinting done. So now it's working in a little more endurance and really focusing on that to get some other times, hopefully.
So you really have to be versatile in your mind as well. I mean, you can't just focus on one thing. You're really trying to do multiple things here.
Yeah. In speed skating, they don't really let anyone specialize until you're in like one distance or of two distances, until you're over 18 and you're not a junior skater anymore. Me being a junior skater and up until 18, if you want to make any like junior teams, like the junior national team or go to junior world championships, the way to qualify for that team is a combination of all the events. So you cannot specialize.
Do you think with having Pettit in Wisconsin and Wisconsin having like this history of speed skaters, does our state have a special place in this sport?
I would say that being a state that has a full long track already, it gives it a special place, because if you're counting how many long tracks there are in the U.S., which is a pretty big country, there's only 4 across the entire country, and 2 of them are outdoors as well, which by today's standards really isn't ideal. So really anyone who wants to train and compete, you're stuck mostly going to Milwaukee or Salt Lake City. So you do get a lot of people traveling into Milwaukee for competitions. Like only a few weeks ago, we actually had the national team training for a few weeks in Milwaukee.
Kieran, I wish you all the best on your journey. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Kieran Collins is a high school student at Madison West and will compete at the 2026 U.S. Olympic Speed Skating Trials in Milwaukee. And as Kieran hits the ice in January, another Wisconsin speed skater, Eliza Rodenhamel, is a high school student at Pius XI in Milwaukee and an elite speed skater with an eye on the 2030 Games. Eliza, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
From what I understand, you're not competing in the Olympic trials at Pettit in January, but what does your roadmap look like for getting a shot at the Winter Olympics?
So I do short track speed skating, and our Olympic trials, or at least the comparison of the Olympic trials, were hosted in September. And so I'm a bit too young this year. Age-wise, I could compete, but it's just not my year. So I'm hoping for the next Olympics in 2030. And so really it's just work as hard as I can and take the opportunities that come my way.
And you're a short track speed skater, so how do the skills that you're working on differ, you know, between short track and long track speed skating?
So short track, it's on a normal hockey size rink. So we are a lot more of a contact sport. It's just a much smaller And so we will skate with like around 4 to 6 other people, while long track, it's just you skate with one other person unless you're doing the mass start.
When you're skating with a group of people, what do you have to pay attention to? What is going through your mind?
Definitely a lot. So you have to pace yourself, but you also have to watch around you. So if people are coming up behind you, you have to pay attention and try to either block them or like catch right up as they pass, as well as watching your coach for other signals. So there's a lot that's going on.
Oh, because your coach can see definitely what's going on. So you have an eye on your coach as you pass by. I'm sure you have to do a lot of listening too to what's happening behind you.
Yeah. And sometimes when there's such big crowds yelling and cheering, it can be really hard.
From what I understand, it was the end of 2018 when your mom saw a flyer for speed skating at a local rink. What happened?
So she knew I was very like kind of strong kid, and I've been figure skating since I was 4 years old. And so my dream was always kind of Olympics, but figure skating, I was just never quite at that level. And so she knew there was kind of my dream, it wasn't really going to happen. And so when she saw that flyer, she thought like, oh, I have a strong kid. She knows how to skate. And so it just kind of, let's try this out.
Mm-hmm. And when you tried it out, how did it feel?
I actually hated it. I remember putting my skates on and walking down the ramp to the ice and just turning around to my mom and being like, I hate this. Because the blade length, the blade length difference is just, it's so big compared to like figure skates. And so it's so awkward to walk. But after a few sessions on the ice, I became a lot more comfortable and grew to love the sport.
Is it peaceful as you glide across the ice? I mean, I know, you know, in competition, there's a lot going on with a group of skaters. But what about the glide and the peace of the sport?
I'd say in some contexts it is. But when I'm skating, it's for like, it's obviously at practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not as much like, oh, let's have fun, let's do this. It's really like, get your mind ready, like we're about to work really hard. And so it's a little less peaceful and more like, okay, you got to get your body ready to do this tough workout.
You competed at the Youth Winter Olympic Games in South Korea last year. You were on that team that took silver in the mixed relay.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind when your team made the final pass to ultimately get second in the relay?
It was a mix of like excitement and kind of surprise. We were in third already, and I was so happy to be in third. I mean, third is still medaling, but then Sean Schwa did that last pass on the very end, and it was just like, oh, like screaming in my head.
Has that been helpful for you to be able to compete at that level in the Youth Winter Olympics?
I think it was. It was kind of like a big eye-opener, just like, this is what the sport can bring you. So it really kind of inspired me to work a lot harder and have higher goals in the sport.
What does working harder mean for Eliza? Can you walk us through a typical day?
Yeah, so most days I will wake up at 5:30, get ready, and then our practice starts at 6:30. It goes until 9, and so we have to skip the first section of school, but then right after practice at 9, we'll stretch, get ready for school, and then I have school until 3:15, and then most days after that, I will have a second practice, a off-ice session. So after that, I just do my homework and get ready for the next day.
What is training like off-ice?
We do a mix of things. We do twice a week, we do weights, and then two other times a week, sometimes three, we will do speed skating specific workouts, kind of like skating, but like off ice. It's called dry skate. And then we'll also do just like imitating the different forms we do on the ice, but off ice, just to build those muscles even stronger.
If you're feeling tired on a particular day, how do you cope with that and still push yourself?
I just like to think that like, if today's not feeling great, I can't fix it at that moment. I just have to keep working harder. Like, even if I only have 10%, if I give my 10%, that's still 100%. And so even if I'm not feeling great, I still try to do my best and still put in the work, because tomorrow's a new day. Maybe I'll feel better and all hard work will pay off someday.
Eliza, what would you like to learn at the Olympic speed skating trials at Pettit? What would you like to take away from that?
I think I really would just like to see how the higher level skaters and the soon to be Olympians, just how they are in person, see how they warm up, see their mental states before the races. When people win or get those Olympic spots, it's just so inspiring. I just want to work so much harder when seeing that. And so, yeah, I'm just really excited for all of it.
Eliza, all the best to you. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Eliza Rode-Hamill is a high school student at Pius XI in Milwaukee and a speed skater with an eye in the 2030 Games. Earlier, we heard from Kieran Collins, who attends Madison West. He will compete in the U.S. Olympic speed skating trials set for the Pettit National Ice Center in Milwaukee in January.